in the limelight.
Now we better understand why the terrorist cliques in the US and in the Zionist entity desperately target and kill such inspirational figures of the Islamic Revolution as commander of the 41st Thar Allah Brigade during the liberation of Khorramshahr. Qasem Soleimani in January 2020 in Baghdad, says Kayhan International staff writer in an article published under the heading Baitul Muqaddas Operations Liberating Role Despite Terrorism. Stay tuned for more. Forty years ago, when Operation Baitul Muqaddas triumphed in freeing the port city of Khorramshahr from the occupation of Saddam's tyrannical Ba'ath minority regime, there were shockwaves not just in Baghdad but also in Tel Aviv and Washington because of the indomitable spirit of resistance of the Iranian people and the code name of their campaign, which referred to the Zionist usurped Islamic City. The triangle of evil, which until now was confident of slowly bleeding to death the Islamic Republic and turning the Iraqi-occupied parts of Iran into a sort of Palestinian territories or Kashmir that will never be resolved through any negotiations, began to hatch intricate plots in an attempt to avert the inevitable. Saudi Arabia, as the principal bankroller of Saddam's persecution of Iraq Shia Muslim majority and the ethno-sectarian war imposed on Iran, was also a bit shaken by the liberation of Khorramshahr. King Khalid bin Abdulaziz, the blinded bigot that he was, sent a congratulatory cable to Saddam that read, "Do not grieve at the loss of some 35,000 killed or captured mostly Iraqi Shia soldiers." The U.S. and the Zionist regime resorted to organized terrorism against Iran, including supply of internationally banned chemical weapons to Saddam and open support for the MKO hypocrites, whose ringleaders were soon shifted from France to Iraq due to fears that Iranian victories on the battlefields would end Ba'athist rule in Baghdad, thereby opening the path towards the Golan Heights and the borders of occupied Palestine, in view of the Islamic Republic's already strong ties with Syria and the people of Lebanon. The first step of the enemies in this regard was the targeted kidnapping by the pro-Israel Falangist militia in July 1982 of Ahmad Motawassalian, the commander of the Muhammad Rasulullah Brigade during the Baitul Muqaddas operations that liberated Khorramshahr, who was serving as defense attaché at the Iranian embassy in Lebanon. Motawassalian and his three companions in the car bearing diplomatic plate, Charge d'affaires Sayed Mohsen Mousavi, embassy technician Taghi Rastegar Muqaddam, and journalist Kazem Akhavan were transferred to the Zionist entity by their terrorist captors led by the now-deceased Ili Hubeika and Samir Giga, recently elected to the Lebanese parliament, who is on record as saying the Iranian diplomats were murdered. Today, Saddam and his Ba'athist clique have long been cast into the dustbin of history. The MKO hypocrites have fled to Europe in disgrace, and Iraq is now part of the growing Islamic resistance movement, which has emerged as a solid chain stretching from Iran to the Levantine coast of the Mediterranean Sea. All this means that the epic liberation of Khorramshahr exactly 40 years ago, due to the national unity and religious solidarity of the Iranian people, in spite of their being constantly targeted by terrorists in Washington and Tel Aviv, is a firm indication that Operation Baitul Muqaddas did not end on May 24, 1982, but is firmly on its way towards the city of Baitul Muqaddas and the cherished goal of the liberation of Palestine. Now we better understand why the terrorist cliques in the U.S. and in the Zionist entity desperately target and kill such inspirational figures of the Islamic Revolution as commander of the 41st Thar Allah Brigade during the liberation of Khorramshahr, Qasem Soleimani, in January 2020 in Baghdad. The latest victim of this spate of terrorism is Colonel Hassan Sayyad Khodayi of the IRGC division of the Defenders of the Holy Shrines, who attained martyrdom in Tehran on last Sunday, May 22nd, as a result of a cowardly attack by Zionist regime agents. Vengeance is part of the liberating spirit of the Baitul Muqaddas operations, and God willing, we'll soon see the dastardly terrorists brought to justice, whether they live in the U.S. or in any other place.